Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Sewell steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Summa reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Betancourt and over to Melillo, who tags Sewell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground for an out. Burns moves to third. Summa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 0 in the game. Schott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Crowder covering. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schult out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind races to the bag and beats Mannion for the out. There's the throw to first, and Burns drops the ball. Betancourt scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to third. Schult moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Morgan is chasing the ball. Betancourt rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowder strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-4 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.